Chaitanya Charitamrita, Jagannath Puri Yatra 2008, Chapter 14, Performance of the Vrindavan Pastimes. This morning we went on a yatra to Jagannath Vallabha Gardens and to Balagundi, Masi Ma Mandir, and then we went to the birthplace of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati and Darshan of Sri Mandir. So this pastime in Jagannath Vallabha Gardens took place during Rath Yatra. We heard briefly this morning about Pratap Rudra attained the mercy of Lord Chaitanya in that garden by reciting Gopi Gita. So this chapter is discussing some of that pastime. Chapter 14, Performance of Vrindavan Pastimes. Gora Pasha Natma Vrinde Sri Lakshmi Vijayotsavam Shutva Gopi Rasolasam Rishta Premna Nanartasa. Accompanied by his personal devotees, Mahaprabhu Gora went to the festival known as Lakshmi Vijayotsav. There he discussed the super excellent love of the gopis. Just by hearing about them, he became very pleased and danced in great ecstatic love for the Lord. Jaya Jaya Gora Chandra, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Jaya Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Dvaita Dhanya. All glories to Mahaprabhu Gora Chandra, Lord Nityananda Prabhu. All glories to Advaitacharya was so exalted. Jaya Jaya Shivasadi Gora Bhaktagan Jaya Shrutagana Janra Gora Pranadhan. All glories to all the devotees headed by Srivas Thakur. All glories to the readers who have taken Mahaprabhu as their life and soul. He Mata Prabhu Achen Premer Aveshe Hinakali Prataparudra Kari La Praveshe. While Mahaprabhu was resting in ecstatic love, Maharaj Prataparudra was a Gajapati Raj, the king of Kalinga country. He entered that garden, Jagannath Vallabha Gardens, tall coconut trees, lots of flowers and plants and pukkurs, lakes everywhere. So this is the scene. Mahaprabhu was resting. Achina, prema veshe. He was absorbed in prema, ecstatic emotion of love. Sarvabhama upadeshe chari raja vesh ekala vaishnava veshe karila pravesh. Under the upadesh, the instruction of Sarvabhama Bhattacharya, King Prataparudra donned the dress of a Vaishnava, giving up his royal dress, royal Rajvesh, and he entered the garden in this humble attire. Savabhaktera Agya Nila Jodahatahan Prabhupada Dharipade Sahasakariya. Maharaj Prataparudra was so humble that with folded hands he first took permission from all the devotees. Then with great courage, he fell down and touched the lotus feet of the Lord. Anki mudi prabhu preme bhumite shayan nripati naipunye kare parasavahan. Mahaprabhu lay on the raised platform with his eyes closed in ecstatic love and emotion. The king very expertly began to massage Mahaprabhu's legs, parasambhahana, especially his feet. He began massaging his feet. Rasa lilara shloka pare karena stavan jayati te dikam adjaya karena patan. Maharaj Prataparudra began to recite verses about the rasa lila from Srimad Bhagavatam, Gopi Gita, chapter 31. He recited the verse beginning with Jayati te takam janana vrajam. Shunite shunite prabhu santosha apar. Bhala bhala bali prabhu bale bhara bhar. Mahaprabhu heard these verses. He was pleased beyond limits. Santosha par. Apara. Great satisfaction. And he said, bala bala bali prabhu. Bali bhar bhar. He said, go on reciting. Again and again, bhara bhara. Tavakatam ritam tapta jivanam kavibiriditam kama shapaham shravanamangalam shimaratatam bhuvigrinanti jay buridajana. Tavakatam ritam shloka raja jay padila utti premaveshe prabhu alingana kaila. As soon as the king recited this verse from the Gopi Gita, verse number 9, which translates, the gopis are saying they're I've searched the forest for Krishna and they haven't been able to find him after he disappeared from them during the night of the Sharad season, the Rasa dance. And they searched with no avail. They came, returned to the moonlit banks of the Jamuna, at Jamuna Pulina, nearby Keshigat. And they held hands and they sat down on the banks of the Yamuna and they started crying and weeping in great separation from Krishna. This is called Krandan Kirtan. Krandan Sankirtan. Sub Gopiyan. All this Krandan Sankirtan, they were crying, it's described in the Bhagavatam that they were crying as they were singing these beautiful, this Geet, it's called Gopi Geet. Not Geeta Govinda, it's Gopi Geet. Chapter 31, 10th canto, there's about, I think it's 12 verses or so. And they're actually crying their hearts out. Oh, Krishna, please come back. Where have you gone? We can't find you. Please return to us. So this is one of those shlokas. Tavakatam ritam tapta jivanam. The Sakhi said, oh, my Lord, the nectar of your words and the descriptions of your activities are the life and soul of those who are always aggrieved in this material world. Narrations about you are transmitted by exalted personalities and they eradicate all sinful reactions. Whoever hears these narrations attains all good fortune. These narrations are broadcast all over the world and are filled with spiritual power. Those who spread the message of Godhead are certainly the most munificent welfare workers. As soon as Mahaprabhu heard King Prataparudra say the words, first two words of the verse, this verse, verse number 9, Tavakatamritam, Mahaprabhu stood up, Uto, absorbed in ecstatic love, and he embraced the king, Premalingana. Mahaprabhu Kripa Ki. Tumi more dile bahu amulya ratan, mora kichu dite nahi dilam alingan. Upon hearing this verse recited by King Prataparudra, Mahaprabhu said, you have given me invaluable gems, but I have nothing to give you in return. Therefore, I am simply embracing you. As if that's not enough. As if that's not enough of a reward. This is more than the wildest dreams of the king, more than he could ever expect. All he was trying to attain was a personal audience with Mahaprabhu. He wanted to meet him personally, and that was denied. So he was trying in different ways, and so this was a suggestion by Sarvabhauma and others, that when the Lord, during Rathyatra, the Lord is in this state, in this mood of bringing Brijendra Nanda and Shyamasundar to Vrindavan on the Rath cart, dancing in front of Jagannath. When the cart stops and the Lord rests in a nearby garden, Balagandhi or Jagannath Vallabha, then you dress yourself very simply because one of the reasons why Mahaprabhu denied audience, denied you his audience or meeting because of your Rajvesh. He said he's a king, he's always surrounded by opulence and wealth and very much attached to money and women, princesses and queens. So I don't want to meet him. So now he's given up. He's by himself. He's not with his riches. He's not with his queens. He's not wearing gold and fine silk and embroidered cloth. Simple Vaishnava dhoti. Simple Vaishnava. Plain cotton. Khadi. Khadi. Gram yog. Simple cloth. So this way the Lord won't object with his appearance, nor his surroundings, ornaments, because he doesn't have any. So he's embracing him. He's hearing this wonderful Geet, Gopi Geet. Heta bali se shloka pari bar bar dui janar ange kampa netre jaladhar. Mahaprabhu began to recite the same verse again and again. Both King Prataprudra and Mahaprabhu were trembling and tears were flowing from their eyes. Tavakatam ritam tatta jivanam kaviviriditam kamashapaham shravanamangalam srimarattatam puvigrananti jay buridarjana. There's this verse about narrations of Krishna. Tava katha mritam tapta jivanam. It's all the glorification of Hari katha, Krishna katha. It is nectar, nectar for the ears. It's nectar, it's rain, monsoon rain shower for the heart, the desert of the heart. The heart which is scorched like a desert in the hot suns of the material life, material existence. And burning in this davanal, samsara davan alalita loka, afflicted. Lita, afflicted, we are afflicted by various miseries and burning in the middle, we are stranded and lost in the middle of a forest fire. Not a very agreeable place to be trapped in the middle of a forest fire, not knowing the way out. Fire burning and raging on all sides. So much affliction and difficulty. But this Harikatha is like nectar, it's like a rain shower, a monsoon shower. And anyone who broadcasts these topics. So when Mahaprabhu heard these topics about how much nectarine flavor, taste, and effect there is in Harikatha, then he embraced Maharaj Prataprudra. And he told him again and again, recite this verse again and again. So when this one verse, one last line explains about the, of course the verse is talking about the effect and the glories of Harikatha. Then the last word says, last phrase, in the last words in the verse, Buri Dha Jana. Buri Dha means giver of benedictions. Buri Dha means most beneficent person. Bhurita bhurita bali kare alingan inho nahi jane inhon haya kon jan. After reciting this verse, Mahaprabhu immediately embraced King Prataprudra and cried, "You are the most munificent! You are the most munificent!" Because bhurita means most munificent. So the gopis are saying in this verse, verse 9 of chapter 31, Dasama Skanda, that anyone who distributes this nectar of Harikatha, he is a Buddhita, Buddhita. He is the most munificent, most kind and generous personality because he's giving us that substance which we hanker for, that heart satisfaction, that deep connection with the Lord that everyone has becomes awakened by such valuable topics spoken by the realized souls. So that becomes satisfaction for the heart. Inner heart's satisfaction. Inner fulfillment. So this is what the gopis are saying about anyone who's speaking Harikatha. Of course, they themselves are speaking Harikatha. And that's what Mahaprabhu is responding. You're speaking to me this verse with the word Buridha. Buddhidajana, that such persons are the most munificent. Well, you are that person because you are speaking this Harikatha to me. You are speaking this Gopi Gita. You are whoever you are. I don't know who you are. I'm in my own antardasha, my own internal absorption, my own prema vesh, absorbed in prema. So I'm not very much aware of the external world, the bayadash. I don't know who's out there or what's out there or why is out there or where is out there. I don't care. I'm in Vrindavan. Now you're reminding me and you're taking me deep into the hearts of the gopis during the rasa dance by your Harikatha. So you're really munificent. You're really a welfare worker because you're speaking to me, most desirous and most interested to hear such topics and most wanting to hear such topics. You're distributing this nectar to me, so Buddhida, you are the most munificent. So immediately he's embracing the king again, another embrace. The last embrace, the first embrace when he said Tavakritam, Mahaprabhu embraced him, and both of them were trembling and tears were flowing from their eyes. So by the contact, association and mercy of Mahaprabhu, that former king was now an ecstatic devotee, experiencing sattvic bhavas, trembling, crying, and being embraced by Radha Krishna Yugal, Rasaraj Mahabhav, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. And again he embraced. At this point, Mahaprabhu did not know who the king was. Haya Konjana, I'm in this state of internal absorption, I'm absorbed in praying. And Jagannath is standing there in the cart. Krishna is standing there. He's not wanting to move, so I'm separated from him. I'm searching for him in his garden. I can't find him. I go into internal consciousness. Now someone sits here, an unknown person, sits before me, starts pressing my feet, starts massaging my legs. And all of a sudden he starts speaking this beautiful Gopi Gita from 10th Canto. I don't know who you are or where you came from, but you're like a rain shower in the middle of the desert. Purva seva deki tanre kripa upajila anusandhana bina kripa prasada karila. Mahaprabhu's mercy was aroused because of the king's previous service. Therefore, without even asking who he was, the Lord immediately bestowed his mercy upon him. Edeka Chaitanjara Kripa Mahabal Taranu Sandana Bina Karaya Safal. How powerful is the mercy of Mahaprabhu! Without even inquiring about the king, the Lord made everything successful. Safal. Prabhupada's purport. A student of Krishna consciousness. Are we students of Krishna consciousness? Yes, I am. At least I'm trying to get accepted into the school. So therefore, when someone says, who is this? I say, they're my student. A student of Krishna consciousness must receive Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. Then his devotional service will quickly succeed. This was the case with King Prataparudra. One has to be noticed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and a little service with sincere efforts will convince Lord Chaitanya that one is a proper candidate for returning home back to Godhead. At first, Maharaj Prataparudra did not have a chance to meet Mahaprabhu because of his position as a king. But when the Lord saw that the king was serving Lord Jagannath as a menial sweeper, because as you know, it's part of the tradition now that before the Rath Yatra festival, then the king of Puri is carried on a palanquin, a very small palanquin with a white umbrella over it. And he's also wearing white and some small hat, like something like turban or something. This is, that's his crown. And he's sitting there in a small palanquin. He's carried through the crowds from his house, his Puri house, which is very near the Singhadwara gate. And he's carried up to the carts, and he comes out, he walks out, and he walks up on the Jagannath's cart, and they give him a broom. And he sweeps just around the cart, not on the street actually, just on the cart. And then he, previously that was done by some, I don't know if it was done by his ancestors or he introduced it. But in other words, jaro save, brooming, or serving with a broom, this is what Chamras and Bungis, they do this type of thing, sweeping streets and whatnot. We hear in this pastime that Pratapruja was sweeping the roadway in front, and actually sweeping the street like a Cham or a Bungi. Nowadays, as I mentioned, the king goes up in the cart. They give him a little, tiny jaro with about three strands or three pieces of nareyal leaves or something. Those are called coconut brooms, those stiff ones, if they're made from nareyal stems. Or he has a little tiny thing, it's like about this big. And he just goes like, doo, doo, doo. Looks so funny. It's like some customary ritual that they do to initiate the rath. But what happened was the first time when Mahaprabhu saw King Pratapruja, he was sweeping the roadway with a gold handle, broom with a gold handle on it, not a few pieces of a coconut jaro broom. So Mahaprabhu said, oh, look at that. He remarked that this very exalted and powerful and wealthy and influential king was controlling a fairly large kingdom in southeastern India, Utkal Kalinga, pretty vast area. And he was taking a humble service position, Trinadapi Sunichena, Tarori Vasahishana, Amanina, Manidena Kirtanya Sadari, and not embarrassed about it, not afraid or ashamed or shy about doing that very lowly Nietzsche, it's called Nietzsche or Nietzsche Seva. But Mahaprabhu noticed that and he remembered it and he was pleased. When Mahaprabhu saw the king was serving Lord Jagannath as a menial sweeper, Mahaprabhu's mercy upon the king became a solid fact. In other words, it was already established that that mercy would come to him. When Maharaj Prataparudra, in the dress of a Vaishnava, was serving the Lord did not even inquire who he was. Rather, Mahaprabhu compassionately embraced him. Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami points out that nothing can compare to Mahaprabhu's mercy towards Maharaj Prataparudra. Therefore, he uses the word Dekha, just see, Chaitanyara Kripa Mahabal. How powerful is the mercy of Mahaprabhu. Even a little of Mahaprabhu's mercy serves as a great asset for spiritual advancement. Therefore, the Krishna Conscious Movement must be spread through the mercy of Mahaprabhu. Prabhu Baleki Tumi Kalila Mora Hita Achambite Asi Pyao Krishna Lilamrita. Finally, Mahaprabhu said, who are you? Ketumi, you have done so much for me. All of a sudden, you have come here and made me drink the nectar of the pastimes of Krishna. Piyao Krishna Lilamrita. Rajakahe Amitomar Dasar Anudhas Brityara Brityakara E Mora Ah. King Prataparudra replied, my Lord Gaurachandra, I am the most obedient servant of your servants. It is my ambition that you will accept me as the servant of your servants. This is a very nice purport about this idea. Dasera Anudas. This is the king. The king is asking you to become slave of the Vaishnavas. Krishna's slave. A slave of Krishna's slaves of Krishna's slaves. Ami tomara das anudhas brityara brityakara e mora ash. My asha, my deep want and desire is that I will become a servant of the servant Ekale Ishvara Krishna Arasabhya Britya. There is one Supreme Controller, Bhagavan Sri Krishna, and everyone else and all else are his servants. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The greatest achievement for a devotee is... What is the greatest achievement for a devotee? To become a servant of the servants of the Lord. Actually, no one should desire to become the direct servant of the Lord. That is not a very good idea. Kulavicha Sridhar was a Brahmin selling banana leaves and banana plates to Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu offered him a benediction. And Kulavicha said, "All I want, my Lord, is that I may always remain a servant of the servants of the Lord." What is the conclusion? The conclusion is that being the servant of the servants of Sri Krishna is the highest benediction one can desire. Tabe Mahaprabhu Tanre Aishvarya Dekhaila Kareha Na Kaibe E Nisheda Karila. At that time, Mahaprabhu displayed some of his divine opulences to the king, and he forbade him to disclose this to anyone. Rajahina Jnana Kabu Nakoila Prakash Antare Sakala Janena Bahire Udas. Although within his heart Mahaprabhu knew everything that was happening externally, he did not disclose it. Nor did he disclose that he knew he was talking with King Prataparudra. Prataparudrera Bhagya Deki Bhaktagan Rajare Prasamse Sabe Anandita-man. Seeing Mahaprabhu's special mercy upon King Prataparudra, the devotees, Bhaktagan, they praise the king's Bhagya, good fortune, and their minds became open and blissful. Very nice. Prabhupada always embellishes the translation with his bhav. These purports and translations in Srila Prabhupada's books, they contain Srila Prabhupada's personal ecstasies. This was described once, especially about Prabhupada's tikas. These are a collection of Prabhupada's personal divine ecstasies in the rapture, divine rapture of Krishna consciousness. So the verse says, Anandita-man, which means blissful mind, Anandaman. The Prabhupada said that he translated their minds. The Bhaktagan, seeing how much mercy the king received, their minds became open and blissful. Open and blissful. Blissful, that's understood. But open is no word, it doesn't say kula or anything. There's no word open, but Prabhupada adds that open. So open means that open mind means a mind free from envy. This is open-mindedness. Blissful, all right, their minds are blissful, but open means that they were blissful, spiritually blissful. And a spiritually blissful mind is a mind free from envy. This is the characteristic of a Vaishnava. He is never envious. If another devotee receives the mercy and strength of Mahaprabhu, a pure Vaishnava is very happy to see a person elevated in devotional service. Unfortunately, there are many so-called Vaishnavas. Many. And what do? They become envious to see someone actually recognized by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Madhya Lila, chapter 14, text 21. It is a fact that no one can preach Mahaprabhu's message without receiving the special mercy of the Lord. Kali Kalera Dharma Krishna Nam Sankirtan Krishna Shakti Vine Nahi Tara Pravartam. This is known to every Vaishnava, yet there are some envious people who cannot tolerate the expansion of the Krishna consciousness movement all over the world. Dandabhata Kali Raja Bahire Chalila Jodahasta Kari Sava Bhakti Re Vandila. submissively offering prayers to the devotees with folded hands and offering obeisances to Mahaprabhu, the king went outside. Bhajana Karila Prabhu Nana Bhaktagan Vaninatha Prasadalana Kaila Agaman. After this Leela, Vaninath Rai, who is the brother of Ramananda Rai, he brought all kinds of prasadam, and Mahaprabhu accepted lunch with the devotees. Sarvabhama Ramananda Vaninathe Diya Prasada Patala Raja Bahuta Kariya. King Prataprudra also sent a large quantity of prasadam through Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Ramananda Roy, and Vaninath Roy. Bala Gande Bhoge Bhogera Prasada Uttama Ananta Ni Sakari Prasada Aila Jaranahi Anta. The prasadam sent by the king had been offered at the Balagandhi festival, which is Masi Ma's Mandir. It included uncooked milk products and fruits. It was all the finest quality and there was no end to the variety. Chana Pana Paida Amra Narikela Kantala Nanadira Kadalaka Arabijatal. There was yogurt and fruit juice and coconut and mango and dried coconut and jackfruit and all kinds of bananas and palm fruit seeds. Naranga Cholanga Taba Kamala Bijapura Adama Chohara Draksha Pindakarjura. There were oranges, grapefruit, tangerines, almonds, dried fruit, raisins and dates. Manohara Ladu Adi Shateka Prakar Amrita Gutika Adi Shirasa Apar. There are hundreds of different types of milk sweets, like Manohar Ladu, sweets like Amrita Gutika, and various types of kheer. Amrita Mandas Saravati Ara Kamuda Kodi Saramrita Sarabhaja Ara Sarapudi. There were papayas and Sarawati, which is a type of orange, and there was crushed squash. There was cream and fried cream and a type of puri filled with cream. Hari Valavar Senoti Karpura Malati Dalima Maricha Ladu Navata Amriti. There were sweets known as Hari Valava and sweets made of Senoti flowers, sweets made of Karpur flowers and Malati flowers. There were pomegranates, sweets made with black pepper, sweets made with fused sugar and amriti jalepi. Padmachini, Chandrakanti, Kaja Kandasar, Bijari, Kadma Tila, Kajara Prakar. There was lotus flower sugar, a kind of bread made from urd dal, crispy sweetmeats, like those kaja, those little long things you get from Jagannath, they're like crispy sweets. Sugar candy means mystery. Fried rice sweets, sesame seed sweets, and cookies made from sesame seeds. Naranga Cholanga Amra Brikshara Akar Pulval Patrajukta Kandira Bikar. There was sugar candy sweetmeats formed into the shape of an orange, lemon and mango trees and arranged with fruits, flowers and leaves. There were some sweets that were shaped like fruits. Dhari Dugda Nani Takra Rasala Shikarini Salavana Mudgankura Ada Kani Kani. There was yogurt, milk, butter, buttermilk, fruit juice, a preparation made from fried yogurt and sugar candy, and salty mung dal sprouts with shredded ginger. It says Mugda Ankur, so they're also eating sprouts. Mahaprabhu and Jagannath, they're very much into health food. Lembu Kula Adi Nana Prakara Achar Likitena Pari Prasada Kateka Prakar. There were various types of pickles. There was lemon pickle and berry pickle and so on. Indeed, I am not able to describe the variety of foods offered to Lord Jagannath at Masi Ma Mandir, which is the area of Balagundi on the temple road, the grand road. Prasade Purita Haila Arda Upavan Dekiya Santosha Haila Mahaprabhurman. Mahaprabhu saw that half the garden was filled with a variety of prasadam. He was very satisfied. He Mata Jagannatha Karina Bhojan, He Suki Mahaprabhur Judaya Nayan. Mahaprabhu was fully satisfied just to see how Lord Jagannath accepted all the food. Following in the footsteps of Mahaprabhu, a Vaishnava should be fully satisfied to see a variety of food offered to the deity of Jagannath or Radha and Krishna. A Vaishnava should not hunger to taste a variety of food for his own pleasure. Rather, his satisfaction is in seeing that various foods are being offered to the deity. The spiritual master's duty is to engage his disciples in preparing varieties of nice foods to offer to the deity. After being offered, this food is distributed as prasadam to the devotees. These activities satisfy the spiritual master, although he himself does not eat or require such a variety of prasadam. By seeing to the offering and distribution of prasadam, the spiritual master himself is encouraged in his devotional service. Kaya patra dhoni aila bhoja pancha sat ekeka jani dasha dona dila etapat. 5 or 7 loads of leaf plates came, and each man was supplied 10 leaf plates. Now that's some serious meal they're going to have. Usually we get 1 leaf plate. If we're lucky, we get 2. It's 1 for sabjis and 1 for sweets. I've seen that at a big feast. But 10 leaf plates. Kirtani jara parishrama anjani gora rai tan sabari kao jaite prabhur manadhai. Mahaprabhu understood the labor of all the kirtan chanters. Therefore, he was very eager to feed them sumptuously. He's not thinking of himself, because the kirtan leaders, the mridanga players and kartal and wampur players, they work very hard. It's Rathyatra time. This is all going on during Rathyatra time. Rathyatra is in July. It's a rainy season in Jagannath Puri. I've been here. It's extremely hot. You get rain, you need heat. So it's really hot and really humid. Sometimes on Rathyatra day it also rains. Usually it rains every time in the night or morning of Rathyatra, night before or the morning of, or in the daytime sometimes. So all these kirtaniers are very enthusiastically beating on mridangas and dancing and playing kartals and wampers. But they're playing so exhaustively and becoming so fatigued and becoming so much perspiration. And imagine what Lord Chaitanya feels like. But he's dancing. If they're playing and singing, he's dancing and reciting his own verses. So he must also be very hungry, ravenously hungry. But he's not saying, yes, I'm starving. Where's the prasadam? Give me prasadam. I've been dancing for hours. Now I've rested in the garden. I have my appetitis. Bhut jorse. Bhut powerful. And he said, no. Immediately, he says, oh, bring the plates. I know that these kirtan chanters, these kirtaniers, must be very hungry, so let's feed them sumptuously. Panti panti kari bhakta gane vasaila parivesana kari bhare apane lagila. All the devotees sat down in lines and Mahaprabhu personally began to distribute the prasadam. Prabhu na kaile keha na kare bhujan sarup gosai tabe kaila nivedan. But the devotees would not accept prasadam until Mahaprabhu took it. Sarup Damodara Goswami informed the Lord of this. Apane vaisha prabhu bhojana karite tumi na kailat keha na pare kaite. Sarup Damodara said, O Mahaprabhu, please sit down. No one will eat until you do. Tave Mahaprabhu vaise nija gaulan bhojana karayala sabake Akantapodiya. Akantapodiya. Vaishnava Savadan Akantapura. That means I'm full up to the neck. At that time, Mahaprabhu sat down with his personal associates and made sure that everyone was fed sumptuously until they were filled to the necks. Akantapodiya. Bhojana kari vasila prabhu kari achaman prasada ubarila kai sahasrika jan. After finishing, Mahaprabhu washed his mouth and sat down. There was so much extra prasadam that it was distributed to thousands of people. Sahasra jana. Prabhura agya govinda dina hina jane duki kangala ani karaya bhojane. Following the orders of Mahaprabhu, Govinda, his personal servant, called for all the poor beggars. I guess that makes sense. You know, if you're a beggar, you must be poor. You can call for the rich beggars. It seems to be redundant. Dinahina jani, and to all the poor men who were unhappy due to their poverty and they were fed sumptuously. Kangalera bhojan ranga dekhi gora hari hari bhola palitari upadeshakari. Observing the beggars eating prasadam, gora hari chanted, hari bol, bole, bole, bole. So Maharaj chanted, hari bol, and said, everyone chant, hari bol, instructed everyone to chant the holy name. Mahaprabhu asked the beggars to chant Hari Bol while taking prasadam. So we're also beggars, right? We're begging. It's called Prem Bikari. Prem Bikari means we're begging for Prem. Seva Bikari, we're begging for Seva. Please engage me in service. Oh, Srimati Radharani, I'm begging you. I'm begging you from the bottom of my heart. Please engage me in the service of your Krishna. I'm Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So we're also begging. So we're beggars. We're bhikshus. Chidandi bhikshu. We're all bhikshus. So Mahaprabhu is ordering the beggars of Puri and he's ordering the beggars of Delhi and the beggars of Bombay. BB, BOB, beggars of Bombay. Of course, now it's called Mumbai. B works better. Beggars of Bombay and beggars of wherever you are. So in other words, Mahaprabhu is ordering the beggars that you're taking prasadam, Jagannath prasadam, sumptuously. While you're eating prasad or honoring prasadam, you should also chant, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. So this is our gyan, and then this is our hypothesis, and we'll take it to the laboratory of the prasadam hall. And we'll make the due experimentation. And we'll make observation and draw the conclusion of our experiment. Tonight, if Jagannath calls us for dinner, Mahaprasadam, then we'll get Mahaprasadam. Then we expect to hear a lot of Hari Bol, Hari Bol. What does chanting mean? Chanting Krishna's name means this: to accept oneself as the eternal servant of Krishna. This is the meaning of chanting. What does chanting mean? Why do we chant? What is the meaning of this? What is the meaning of this chant? The meaning of this chanting, of this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, is to understand, is to realize, is to believe, is to accept, to follow, to practice, to do, to accept that I am Krishna's eternal servant. Jivara Surupaya Krishnara Nitya Dosh. This is the only solution, regardless of social position. Very interesting. It doesn't say what the problem is, but I guess everything's a problem. Usually there's a solution, and that means there was a problem, and you have to solve it, right? So Prabhupada said, this is the only solution, regardless of the social position. So apparently, and taking this sentence by itself, means that any position in society is a problem. So therefore, to solve this problem of being posted or positioned in society as a Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, brahmachari or grihastha vanaprasa sannyasi, this is a problem. All these upadhi, sarva upadhi vinir muktam, tatpara tvena nirmalam, rishikesha rishikena, sevanam bhakti muchate. Upadhis and designations and false conceptions are a big problem. This whole plane of existence, the material world, is called a plane of misconception. Everyone is misconceiving their identity, misconceiving their role in life, and misconceiving their path of action, and misconceiving their goal of life. So everyone's actually living in a misconception, living a dream boat. So chanting means to realize I'm Krishna's eternal servant. Everyone is suffering under the spell of Maya. Therefore, the best course is to learn how to get out of the clutches of Maya. How can we get out of the clutches of Maya? Krishna gives the answer in the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 14, verse 26. Mam cha yogi charena bhakti yogena sevate sagunam samatityetan brahmabhuyaya kalpate. One who engages in vyabhicharena bhakti yoga, one who engages in full devotional service, unfailing in all circumstances, at once transcends the modes of material nature. Sagunan samatit jaita, brahma bhuyaya kapate, and he comes to the spiritual platform. One can overcome the spell of Maya and attain the transcendental platform by agreeing to engage in Krishna's service. Bhakti begins with Shravanam and Kirtanam. Therefore, Mahaprabhu advised the beggars to begin their devotional service. So he advised them to chant the Hare Krishna mantra for elevation to the transcendental position. On the transcendental platform, there is no distinction between the rich, the middle class, and the poor. Hari Bola Bali Kangal Prema Bhasi Jai Aichana Advuta Lila Kare Gora Rai. As soon as the beggars chanted Haribo, they were immediately absorbed in ecstatic love of God. Prema Bhasi began to float in the waves of love of God. In this way, Mahaprabhu performed wonderful pastimes, Gora Rai. Gora Rai performed Advuta Lila, means wonderful pastimes. Ihan jaganatera rata chalana samai godasava rata tane agina ijai. Outside Jagannath Vallabha garden, when it was time to pull Jagannath's cart and again start the Rath Yatra, all the workers tried to pull it, but they could not move it forward. Tanite ne pare goda rata chari dila patra mitra lana raja vyagrahana aila. When these workers saw they could not budge Jagannath's cart, they gave up the attempt. Then King Prataprudra arrived there in great anxiety, and he was accompanied by his officers and friends. Mahamala gane dila rata chalaite apane lagila rat na pare tanite. The king arranged for big wrestlers to try to pull the car. And even the king himself joined the wrestlers, but still the car would not budge an inch. Vyagrahana ana raja matahatigan rata chalaite rate karela yojan. Then, becoming more anxious to move the car, King Prataprudra had some very strong elephants brought forth and harnessed, tied to Jagannath's cart. They are matahati. They're actually strong elephants. Matahasti ganatane jara jatabala ekapara nachale rata haila achala. The strong elephants pulled with all their strength, but still the car remained at a standstill, not budging an inch. Shuni mahaprabhu aila nija ganalan matahasti ratatane deki dandhana. As soon as Mahaprabhu heard the news, he went there with all his personal associates. They then stood there and watched the elephants try to pull the car. Ankushera ghai hasti karaye chitkar. Ratanahi chali loke kare hahakar. The elephants were beaten by the elephant goad, Ankush, and they were crying, but still the car would not move. All the assembled people cried out, alas, hahakar, hahakar. They said, hahakar, hahaha, alas. Tabe Mahaprabhu Sabha Hastigu Chaila Nijagani Ratta Kachi Tani Pade Dila. At that time, Mahaprabhu let all the elephants go free and placed the ropes of Jagannath's cart in the hands of his own men. Now remember, most all of Lord Chaitanya's followers and associates were pandits and Brahmins. Gangadas Pandit, Gadadhar Pandit, Jagannanda Pandit, Sridhar Pandit, Kolavesha Sridhar, they're all Brahmins. So Brahmins aren't known to be very powerful physically. Mentally they have Brahmatejas. Brahmatejas, they have tremendous mental power, intellectual power. But physical power... So now, the strongest among men are wrestlers, the Mala. So they were called in, they were unsuccessful in moving the cart. And the strongest of animals is the elephant. Not the most ferocious and powerful, but strongest. Of course, a lion can kill an elephant, but an elephant puts up a good fight. But a lion cannot lift 10 coconut trees.